to talk to you just for a few minutes before you leave about Easter, about Jesus, and about the cross. Amen? And you know, probably never in history before have we ever had an Easter like this in the entire world? There's crazy things going on there. There's disease. There's hatred. There's violence. There's confusion. The world is, would you say the world is kind of crazy right now? Amen? There's wars everywhere, internationally and domestically. It's just crazy out there. And we need answers, don't we? And I'm here to tell you this morning, and I know you think, well, maybe that's just a little slogan, but Jesus is the answer. The Bible is clear, and it says Jesus is the name above all names. Amen? At the name of Jesus, every devil bows. At the name of Jesus, things can change in our lives. And honestly, of all the things that I've seen and heard, there's only one message that can change the lives and hearts of people, and that message comes by way of the cross. That's the message of what actually happened. You know, I grew up in a church that it talked about Jesus, and there was different religious aspects, and we never read the Bible. We didn't know we were supposed to read the Bible, but we are supposed to read the Bible. Amen? But it was all about religion. And it doesn't matter what church you can, there's a lot of people sitting in churches today, and it's all about religion. Okay, it's church. It's for the good people. No. Jesus died for the murderer and the thief on the cross. He died for us all. Amen? And I want to talk a little bit about what he did. You, if you don't know it, if you haven't been told yet, you are the object of God's love. To the point that he gave his only begotten son to die upon the cross. And for some of you that don't know, the cross was the most terrible form of execution by the Romans. And Jesus endured it. He endured it for you and I. God's love is so immense, and I hope you get to see that today. I hope you get to see. It is so immense. He forgave our sins. We deserve judgment. We mess up. We many times damn the name of God, and we just think God is at fault for everything. Come on now. But I'm telling you, that God has an everlasting love for you. And the Bible teaches that we were the ones that have gone astray from God. You know, America, the whole world needs a spiritual awakening. Because when you leave this earth, you may not believe it, but you better get on board. Because when you leave this earth, you are not going to cease to exist. You're going to exist in one place or the other. And the only way into heaven is through Jesus Christ, and I'm going to show you why. Amen? I want to talk to you about the cross today for a few minutes. God on the cross, and I love, it's amazing how the cross has Jesus' arms wide open. He's saying, I love you. He's saying, the cross speaks to us, and it's saying, I am pardoning you from all of your sins. I'll never hold you accountable for your sin again, and you can enter into the kingdom of God and have eternal life. Some of you are saying, oh, no, is that true? You mean we can just go ahead and sin and mess up? And listen to me. Sin, God hates sin. Sin is disobedient with God, and a lot of people don't like to talk about it. But God loves us so much that he made a way to get rid of all of the sin, all of the shame, and that's what the cross is all about. That's what Easter is all about. Jesus died on that cross. He went down into the pit of hell. He paid the price. He stood in our place. He was our substitute, and he took all the punishment that you and I should have received. They not only put nails in his hands, but before they put nails in his hands, they scourged him. A Roman scourge was a terrible thing. Some of you have seen The Passion. They took whips and pellets on those whips, and they beat a person almost to death. Now remember, everything that I'm saying, he did it in your place. Without the shedding of blood, there was no forgiveness of sins. It was almost impossible, but he carried that cross to a place outside Jerusalem, and they put the nails in his hands. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, God forbid that I should glory in anything but the cross. Many of you wear a cross around your neck, and we see a cross on many Christian churches, a Catholic church, a Protestant church. It's the one thing that we can agree on, right? Can we say that? The cross speaks of the love that God has for us and the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. I want to ask you this morning, what does the cross mean to you? Have you ever even thought about it? Why do the churches have a cross that stands up there? Some churches have a cross with Jesus still hanging on it. Some churches, Jesus isn't on the cross anymore. He's risen from the dead. Amen? Why did the Apostle Paul say that he gloried in the cross more than anything else in the world? Think a moment and take a look at this cross. It was the most cruel of all punishments, because the victims sometimes would hang there for several days. It took them several days to die, and on this occasion, they were crucifying three people, a thief, a murderer, and Jesus in the middle. The soldiers entered the guardhouse, and they brought Jesus with the two other condemned men. They were beaten 39 times on their bare backs with leather thongs and steel pellets. On the end, a crown of thorns had been put on Jesus' head, and they pushed those crowns in his head so deep that blood sweat out of his head. Can you imagine if something so sharp was pushed into your head? Blood would drip, would it not? And Jesus, he surrendered his life. He could have called angels to his rescue, but he laid down his life. He knew there had to be a sacrifice for our sins. Then they drove the nails in his hand and the spike through his feet. And while the crowd was jeering at him, they laughed at him and they mocked him and they made fun of him. And a lot of people do that. They do that. Some of you that have got radically saved, oh yeah, that's just a joke and a jeering. And they made fun of Jesus. But do you know why he stayed there on that cross? Because of you. And because of you, and because of you. He stayed on that cross. He was a man that stayed on that cross because of you. You see, only in Jesus Christ can we find forgiveness of sins. He was bearing our sins on the cross. Jesus, the greatest person that ever lived, the holiest person that ever lived, the Son of the living God, he never ever sinned, but he became sin. He became guilty. He became shame. He became everything, and he did it because of you. He says today, he says, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I did it for you. There was no way to get rid of the sin of the world. You can be as good as you want to be. You can pray all the time. You can be a good person. You can walk in love. You can do all these things. You know, for years, many people thought it's by works. It's how good we are. But our goodness is as filthy rags. Nothing can get rid of our sin. And sin cannot get into heaven. Because God is a holy God. He can't stand in the presence of sin. So he loved the world so much, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe with him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved us, and he sent Jesus. It was the only way to diminish our sin. And the Bible says, when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, all of our sin is erased. You know, like a white erase board? It's erased. And the Bible, God said, never, ever, ever to be remembered. Never, ever to be remembered. But this is what we have to remember. It was our sins that were poured out on Jesus. He took it on the cross. There is no other way of salvation except through the cross. Amen? It's a love affair. When you look at that cross, wherever you go, when you see Jesus' arms wide open, you need to realize that it's a love affair between him and you. The Apostle John, looking at the cross, said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us." Some people have seen that, and they've seen the passion of the Christ, and they said, "Well, did it really happen like that?" The Bible says that Jesus was beaten so bad that his visage was marred, like you couldn't even recognize him. And I know when they made this movie, they wanted to do it as close as they could, and they saw it in the Word of God. But while he was hanging there, it was love that kept him there. That was love. You know, the Apostle Paul, he was killing the Christians. He thought, he just said, he was a Jewish man, and he said, this is not good. And he was out there killing Christians, believing that this was a lie. But you know what happened? And he said this about himself. He said, I'm the chiefest of sinners. But one day, he had a conversion, a mighty conversion. He met Jesus. This is after Jesus had already gone, died, and rose again. And it changed his whole life. And he said, now I glory in the cross. I glory in what he did for me. He didn't feel deserving. None of us feel deserving. But Jesus did away with the shame. He did away with the sin. And not only that, he comes to live inside of you. You can have a relationship with him. It's not just about what he's done, but about what he's doing. Listen, I was on the road going nowhere at 23 years old. I thought I was okay. Somebody invited me to church. You know, some of us, people think we're okay, and yet you can't go a day without those drugs. And I remember that night walking into that church and finding out the truth. Everybody's looking for the truth. When will you look for the truth? It has nothing to do with your opinion. The Bible is the truth. There are a million religions out there, but there's only one true God. And there's only one true Savior. And his name is Jesus. And he came and he said, I love you. I made a way to get rid of your sin. He went to the cross. He bore all of our sin. The Bible says there was a divine exchange. Your sin and my sin was put on Jesus. He paid the price. It's like if you're going to prison and they just gave you life, but somebody steps up and says, Judge, let me take their place. Who would do that? Who would do that? And so the judge pardons the guilty one, and this innocent one takes their place. Jesus was innocent of all sin, but he went to the cross for you and I. He put himself under such humility. They spit on him. They pulled his beard. They ripped his back with the cat of nine tails. Listen, the Bible says every man has an appointment with death, and we don't know when our day's coming. The way this world is, it's crazy. You don't know if you're going to walk out the door. And I mean, there's just crazy stuff going on. You know, what's going to happen? I don't want to put fear in people, but what's going to happen at the next concert? Or when you're on college campus? How do you know what's going to happen when you walk out that door? I spoke to a woman in Florida. I had to go to the dentist, and she had moved down there from somewhere, and I won't say where. But she said, I had to get out of there. I walked out of my house. And I had to leave my home. And I walked out of my house. And everybody's car on the street's windows were smashed in. And she said there was nobody to call to save them. She said if you called the police, they just didn't come. The next day, they stole all their tires. Things are really out, things are pretty rough out there. But you know what? When Jesus comes into your heart, the light comes on, the joy is restored, there's peace in your heart, there's trust in somebody to protect you, and you're forgiven. So if anything did happen, you're going to end up living in eternity with God. There's a judgment coming one day. When we all leave this earth, there's a judgment. There's a judgment for the believers, and then there's the great white throne judgment, and that's for the unbelievers. Those that mock, those that you know, just kind of whatever, just whatever happens, whatever. You're going to meet Jesus. And you're going to say, well, there's going to be a lot of people with me. No, you're going to meet him alone. You're going to be face to face with God. And honestly, there's no way you're going to get into heaven unless you've been cleansed from your sin. And the only way that can happen is through the blood of Jesus Christ. That day when I walked in that church and got saved, it changed everything. I knew the Bible in one day. I knew the Bible was true. I knew God loved me. I knew I could be free and transparent and didn't have to worry about what anybody thought about me anymore. And I didn't want my family to be separated from God. I didn't want them to go to hell. I wanted them to go to heaven. And I went home and told my mom and my family, and we grew up in a religious, kind of like a religious, what you would call religious home. Went to church on all the holy days anyhow. And they just thought I was crazy, but then they all came in one by one. I'm telling you, the world needs Jesus. You need Jesus. This is a moment like you may never have again. And I'm asking you this morning, will you receive him into your heart? I'm going to pray with you right now. I hope you can understand what that cross means and that he did it for you. He said, I love you. I love you. He knows you. The Bible says he knows the number of hairs on your head. The Bible says that he knew you. He knew everything you would ever do, every evil, wicked thing, every good thing, everything you would ever do, and he still died for you. He loves you. What an amazing love. You'll never experience anything like that. You think trying to find a girlfriend or a boyfriend will bring that love. No, not this kind of love. Not this kind of love. I want you to bow your heads. And I'm going to ask you to say this prayer. I want to ask you to get serious. You need to get serious about stuff. People are just living in the clouds. And I want you to ask Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Lord and Savior. You might know about him. You might even think you believe in him. But if you haven't confessed him as your Lord and your Savior, have you ever asked him to forgive you for your sins? You're about ready to see, the slate is already cleaned, but unless you receive it, you'll never have it. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, you shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the word the Bible says, saved. That means there's an eternity without God, and I wouldn't want to be there. We're going to say this prayer. I'm going to ask everybody to pray it with us. And maybe this is your first time, but I'm telling you, it'll change your life forever. And I'll say this one last thing before we pray. When we leave this earth, we are going to live somewhere forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Where do you want that somewhere to be? God made a way for you. Let's pray. Let's all pray. I want you to repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you now, and I thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, forgive me of every sin. Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to be my Lord. I ask you to be my Savior. I thank you today as I surrender my life to you. My slate is clean. And like your word says, I become brand new, saved, forgiven, and on my way to heaven. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And if you said that for the very first time, I know it's simple. People just can't get it out of their head that they got to work for it or they got to do a million things. It's a simple prayer if you meant it from your heart. And we have some material for you to help you in your journey, some great material in this bag. And if you just raise your hand, the ushers will give it to you. Honestly, you need help. I needed help. When I met my husband, I didn't even understand the Bible, but 3 months later, I understood because I started to learn about things. So if you've said that prayer, just lift up your hand and let the ushers give you a bag. Come on. We see hands lifting up. Just surrender that, surrender to Him. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you miss getting a bag, you can get one at the information desk. Amen? Listen, guys, have a happy Easter. Tell somebody about the cross. Tell somebody. Tell your next door neighbor. Go home and tell somebody what Jesus did for them. Amen? God bless you.